clear the law. The pasuk is clear. Shachet and look at the pshat. The additional nefesh, ruach, and neshama of the night, he explained already when you receive them. There are different times when you receive different illuminations. Boichal is nefesh, boch is ruach, and the first of the special necha is neshama. So I'll just get the point out. Now from Shabbat day, Shabbat is a different nefesh of neshama. Everything is different. Different level, higher level. Higher level can connect to sometimes, somewhere. And now, I'm going to explain the day. We say, Nishmas Kol Chai, have in mind that you want to receive a nefesh. Now is a nefesh. Alright. Nishmas Kol Chai, the Bush of Tevet is Nun. And Chop is 20, Nun is 50, and Chop is 20, equals 8. 78, 3 of Ayah. 3 Shem of Ayah, Kev of Kev. Now the mind, Kol Chai, is Eke, Abaya, Eke. Kol Chai, Eke, Abaya, Eke is the Matra Chayim. Yep. 50 is also. 68. That's Chayim. But now we're bringing in the letter Shabbat to such an extent that we're replacing stories. So you didn't have this in mind. That's why the next of the Dovich says, if you want to say Shema on Shabbat, before you said Nishma, before you daven, it's sort of like saying Shema without Shun. With the absence of Shun, we access in Shabbat. That's why every person has to have this in mind. Even if you're a simple person, to get the light, the holiness of Shabbat from the world of the Spirit. Foundation, the world of angels.
So Nishma is like important.
Oh wow. That's the most important thing. Very, very good question.
Alright. But doesn't the message come down to us? Don't we get it no what?
Yes. But there are levels and levels. And if you want to replace Shulam, you need to say Nishma. That's what it is. We need the nefesh of Shulam, that happened at Nishmas. Then it's big. We don't continue wearing Shulam, right? We don't keep saying the word Nishmas. You said Nishmas, the nefesh is amplified to such a degree that now you're at Shulam. And then in the Pirashma, you have a fucking Shulam. But you need to get to that place where at least, hey, you have vitality. And some people put on Shulam, they also don't really get to Shulam the way they should. I'm not thinking about vitality, you take the Pirashma, we're just like, putting on the box, the Jewish box, which is also good, but it's missing the main mentality of the Jewish book. Shulam is the highest holy book. You don't understand Shulam at all. As usual, we don't understand Shulam, Baruch Hashem, we don't understand Nishma. We're just trying to. There was a certain Rebbe that prepared for him like biscuits and a cup of milk or coffee, because every time he said Nishma, he was like, again, this is just the greatest people who are on this level, why not? I had no trouble saying Nishma. But he would say Nishma with such intensity, he would just faint. He had a revival, it was a regular thing. I guess he could have drunk before he started dying, he had a mind. And he would just faint, fully fainted, when he woke up and took a new Nishma. So there are two people who are really totally not pleased with Nishma.
Well, that's not fun.
Huh?
That's not fun.
I mean, well, it depends what you're doing when you're fainting, I guess. He eats it every week. I don't know if it was fun or not. It looks like he was enjoying himself until he just fainted.
You're picking yourself off the ground and making sure you don't have a chip tooth.
Hmm?
Picking yourself off the ground and making sure that you don't have a chip tooth.
How did it go? I wonder if that's good or bad.
Peter.
You know the story about the people in the mental institution? One person says, I am Moshe, Hashem sent me. And another inmate says, I did not send you anywhere, you liar. You know, you have to decide who you are. You know, people get confused sometimes.
Isn't that the Knesset?
Huh?
Isn't that the Knesset for the High Court of Justice?
I hope so. I don't know.
I mean, the inmates.
Who knows?
First of all, I'd like to ask about my rock card, so she could get it. Then, while I was my wife, I was I realized what it was all kinds of understanding. It had something really had a strong, real strong power. It was real. It was real. It had to be over. But because it gave me things, I don't know about it.
Good. Excellent. Whatever it is, as long as it went well, I'm happy to be
here.
Yeah.
And nothing to do with about that.
It'll certainly be a very exciting ride.
Everyone will move away from you really.
You'll take them for a ride.
I'm gone.
No, you're weird.
Just regular, no one to be on, no clue. Just regular, Rosh Hashem, trying, Rosh Hashem, one of the Yeshiva, Rosh Hashem.
At least you don't have problems with Christian missionaries trying to do their thing.
That's what it's
like.
You would. This lady gave me their paper. It was put him in, I don't know, Matthew, Luke, I don't know what exactly. It's like, I'm going to throw this out. Did you not know to throw that out? Has neither. Said, I am allowed to throw this out. I'm not throwing this out. I'm going to throw it out. What do you mean? I don't care if you put these on. It's going away. She wasn't thrilled, but she might have tried.
Nard and Calvin and Strathley was a big problem with Christian missionary. Also in the Paldo will be here, back in AUD. there's a whole infestation of missionaries. What happened?
There are many things that we're told that we don't understand what it's all about. That's what you're saying, right?
Everything.
Is that
a Kabbalistic thing, or is that? It's pretty Kabbalistic. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you spent 1,000 years in reading this, you wouldn't get to the bottom of it. Get something. But yeah, at a certain point, it becomes completely metaphysical, like beyond. Something that you can access a little bit, but it's not necessarily something you can give over. That's one of the reasons why it's so frustrating when you talk to someone academic. You're studying the Zohar, right? So, invariably, they're not going to know what it's, okay, what does this mean? What's this teaching me? This word, that word, this question, that question. You're not connecting to what's really going on, so you can't. It's a good question. You have bad questions. You say this way, you say that way. Fine, okay. I have not yet the zochah to hear a good question. Maybe that's a good thing. But I ran into people who thought they were good questions. They apparently pointed me to say this guy Shadal, this guy Shlomo Zavidlutasa. He apparently wrote a long, I found annoying style besides like truth beyond what his questions were. It's very drawn out. The questions weren't that. I didn't see anything. Anyway, I didn't find anything good at the time, yeah? There's a depth which we're trying to access and connect to. That's all computers also. Oh, this is very, very deep, deep. It takes us to Hashem, basically. So then, this is what the Rebbe is saying, it must have been the same thing. Anything that came up, Rebbe would put it in the code. It didn't matter what it was. The rest of life was sick, told him, put it in the code. This, that. And people felt better. He was able to do things with it because everything's one. It didn't make a difference. This way or that way, or a little bit, all one skill, only look at the skill, a little bit, a little drop, even not really, not much of a shift. It's just drop, a little bit. There's a oneness with it. Very compelling and how it's really strange. The little we learn about it. So, you know, here. Talking about Mishnah, right? I'm telling you about Mishnah. Is this really, I'm looking at him to tell you, he's reminding me of something. He said, you know, did I ever do this Yichud? I don't know if I ever did this Yichud. I might never have done this Yichud. I look at the book that comes to Kessel of Rambam, any book to look at. It's fine. I didn't do the Yichud, I don't think. I certainly never got the result of the Yichud. I never got the words of prophecy from this Yichud. Right? The Talmud is blocking your prophecy, do this. Why would it block the guy's prophecy? Because he was angry with his wife. He got set his life to pass by. He's going to get it back. Doing this one, do this, and that other thing. Just mind, and now he gets prosperous. So, do I know what that means? I have no idea what that means. So I know the mishmash is like big deal. That I can tell you from that. That much I can study. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know the mishmash is the gap between Kalas and Tfilah.
Mm-hmm.
I think these are suggestions for the going earlier south, I guess. Not north, right? Mm-hmm. South. You're going south to where they're going to do things, because they're going to explain the things. They want to talk to people. You want to have a good, you have to take your sound system with you. You're thinking, fine, you understand what I'm saying. But when you learn about this, you see, like, Mishmash is not it goes to very, very high places. Not stop. Go on, every word, every letter, it's counted. What is it? How is it? But you're right, if you tell me, so, okay, what is Mishmash? That's a good question. I honestly don't know what this is. I tell you a lot about Mishmash, but I don't know what it is. I know I don't know what it is. If you already know, we don't know, that's not today. That's at least something. What? Mishmash Kochal, we say in the Tshuva. But what, where it goes, what it means really, I don't know. I think that's true, yeah. And we're not trying, our goal isn't even to get to the bottom of what Mishmash is, because we really can't. We're just trying to connect a little drop to that. So they will, of the essence of what, of where it gets to, something, it goes somewhere, pretend it's good, everything, it's connected to the song, the music, whatever it is. That's really what it comes down to, really. Because if there's something going wrong, you have an oil of Shabbos, you're delving into something else. That's what we want to get to. We need a place where.
Is it,
No, dangerous, no. It depends where you're holding. It depends why you're doing it. But yes, I really need to have a teacher. And I got very lucky. I tried to join free choral. So somehow we arranged that he wouldn't sign me up for the government. Probably he accidentally did sign me up for the government. The government said to me, you can't get, that used to be more money than today, you can't get any return of the coat because you're trying to cheat us. You're trying to get three colors as if you learned three different places. You don't care if you learn three different places. You only have the right to two places. So I was explaining, they wouldn't hear me. It was a waste of my time. So I was part of a call in the morning with Murray Sher. I was by his call in the early morning. They didn't choose to take any money from the government. That's just his way. He says, it's going to be, they're not allowed to. I don't want to do it. That's what he does. That's only what he's been doing. So I said, so if I'm in this call in the morning, I really long ago had dropped the third call, but I had the morning, early morning instead. It's another place that learned from the code. So I was two full days, two full calls somewhere, and I was a little bit in trouble. So I'll move to a border during that third call. He doesn't take money from the government. I don't care about the phone. I'm needed at least. And that's it. That's what I did. So when I came to sign, I knew the guy in charge. He said, you can come. So you should know though, this is a little bit of a strange code. You learn a few hours regular, like halakha, whatever it means, Shmudo, Shabbos, whatever they learn. But then you have to be in a shiur 45 minutes of the rizal. If you don't want to make the shiur, that's not a problem, but I can't tell you anything. Like, the purpose of the kola is the shiur. You have to be at the shiur, you cannot, don't. If you have any problems with that, it's not a problem, but we can't have it. So I said, this is a need a kola. If I see it doesn't help me or it's not good for me, I'll stop. I'm not desperate, I don't have to go in this year. I don't care. So starting on this year, after a few weeks, I really felt a lot of, it was rather good. I think he was saying this is the root of all of the students, even this week. So my teacher was getting older and he held that you should be involved in this learning. I mean, impressive also, we learned enough from me, we learned this fun. And we're not completely also. You're dealing with Kabbalah, like, there's no way to get around. Without having a broader idea, you're not really going to understand the concept. You're not going to have it. It's just the way it is. So, Hasidus and Kabbalah are really inextricably bound up, especially early up to you. Like the Baal Shem Tov, or the Magen, they come in a lot of different concepts. Later on, they sort of hide it. If you know enough, you see how they're hiding it. But they're hiding it. But before you bring such spirit, like the Tobas, the Lim Fun, they bring the Galapas, they bring, if you have a page, he says, look at Mishnah Pasida. I mean, Mishnah Pasida. I mean, someone who's someone at the Rizal, like he said, I want to make a Ramadan at Rizal. He says, look there. The Kavanah of the Spirit. Look there. It's very clear that this is part of Vessel. That's last thing. And in general, if you want to understand where it's coming from. So it's not, it depends on how you approach it. If you approach it that it's me, I'm on a level to be the Kabbalist, you're in trouble. But if you approach it simply, you say, I'm just trying to protect Hashem, this is like an umpire, this is the Teva, this is a Noah Fart that can protect me from the crazy marble of who knows what these times. So it's craziness, it's crazy, crazy, craziness, everything's available. Anytime, 24/7, Hashem is laughing, the worst thing to hear about stories, especially on the computer, he's working, and then he just sit by, what happened, there's no self what happened, something happened. He just thought, like, he was in tidal wave, and who knows, she was in tidal wave, then like, years later, what happened? She can't ask himself, I don't know what happened, he just got swept up. So then, the way to protect from that is, the real way, the strongest way, is to take a claw, creating a table. And there are, you have to be, there are other things to be careful of, but at the very least. They're on top. This is Noah and these are teaching, that's what it is. And that's what the Siddur is accessing, that's what we're trying to bring it down.
But so you can't do it alone, you need help from your Rav.
It depends. You should. I agree with you that you should. If you can, but at a certain point, you can do it. It's not like it's, this is not going and saying, I'm creating a new Hasidic now. There was a certain breadth of the Hasidic, and he did it on a very high level. He did it with the Rasha of Florence. But he was very into his building. But he did his own thing. Totally his own thing. And the breadth of the Hasidic, I came around with him, and he was, he's like, he's doing something different. He holds very much, he told every one of his followers, learn Adapa del Kerala. You have to learn to go. Do it an hour of the field. But he was focusing on particular things, but he was going his own way. He became a leader. He did great things. He was very, very special. But he wasn't continuing what he did. He didn't bear these people their own thing, which is close to Brescia, but has its own. He did his own thing, whatever it may be. The Russian people, they do their own thing. But their own way, so another very interesting thing to see them do. Interact with them. Their own, I don't know, they don't go to the Rosh Hashanah. They believe they do bring children to Monday 4-7, but they have their own mahalo. They have his own way. There's a lot of different things. And very stuff. Another ship lives in a powerful way, that was a big pathway. And, you know, that's what he was doing. So there, when you're doing something like that, you better really be on the level. You can't take something and make something totally new. If I were to tell you, I think it's a good idea to explain the halacha based on deeper thought. You say, well, we have a source for that. Who told you that? You just made that up.
Exactly.
But if Rav Nachman says that, and if the Makor Chaim did it, and many, many other sources, I can tell you dozens of sources saying this is an important way to feel more in your mitzvah, even though we won't understand everything, so then I'm not doing anything original. I'm just putting things together in a way that's going to bring it to each other. So it's not the, you know, there's a place where you need your teacher, because like the Gemara says, if your teacher is not like an angel on high, he can't teach you. So the art of explaining it doesn't mean every Gemara shiur you go check the guy out and you say, oh, you're teaching me a little bit of Derecho, oh, you're teaching me Chassidim, you're teaching me this. Well, wait a minute, where are you holding in X, Y, Z, A, B, A, B, C, system, you have to be perfect, you understand? If you're not perfect, forget it. If you're not, I can only listen to Vayasha. Nobody else can teach you. Because this one sometimes gets angry, and this one sometimes is a little bit of guy, and this one's a little bit, has a little bit of depression, and this, everyone has their problems. I'm like, hey, man, I don't want to, you're not nice to me or anything. You're not like, just on how it works. Unless you're doing something new. If you're trying to do something new, you better be on the list.
But I have podcasts from Rav Dror, Rav Ograd, that would just completely blow you away.
I'm sure they will. But the question is again, is this something new, or is this something which brought down? Let's say someone were to say, every person, no matter who he is, should learn Tanakh. And only Tanakh for the next month. That's a tikkun. I mean, you better be able to do that. And probably you're wrong. But you can't just like come up with something like that. You can't contradict. Sometimes there's there's the power of custom, there's the power of the way people in each generation take things a particular way. And you can't come and just change around because you feel like it. I never asked you, Sami, you're going to eat kidneys. There's some rabbi, you're going to eat some paste on it. Even if it's not, there's no problem. I mean, I hate to say it, he might be very arrogant, but he's an idiot. You don't have the right to, you do not have the right to do that. I'm sorry.
I mean, when we made Aliyah, there were people that ruled that, you know, once you made Aliyah, you can eat kidneys.
No, but only if that's your custom and you have a real deal rabbi to tell you that. And the people following this person aren't foolish. But if the person made such a decision, let's say, is this the one I'm thinking of? Let's say I happen to know, let's say I'm right, and I have teachers that are like, this person's way off. And if they're correct, so then why are you changing customs so like this? It's not just leaving. I had to take on starting customs. You know, I have a custom. We have Shlomo Zalman over. Shlomo came to him and said, I'm a gear. What should I do? And I have a custom. I'm a
exactly.
Convert. Yeah, so what do I do? She said, this is what you do. You go into the community. And you take on the custom without, as you say, believing it, I'm going to try. Find where you feel comfortable and take that on. So there's no problem. There's nothing in the way. Well, of course, if your family comes from Europe or wherever, or America, you have to be custom. What's that? Certainly not. I mean, I said, well, again, I saw someone's mom. He said, try it out and share. But for somebody who does come from Europe, they said, this is great. I'm married, my wife, so she tries, I can eat right. I mean, that's a mistake. That's an error. You can't just change that around. It doesn't work that way.
That's when you need a rabbi.
Yeah, someone who's holding knows when yes and when no.
Right.
Some questions have to go to someone really, really great. That's not usually, it's pretty much a no-brainer. But you have hundreds of years of enough of this big discussion about when there's not enough food, can you eat kibbutz? So, like, when there's enough food, you just don't want to bother? Like, it seems a little, you know, they say there's an old caveat, like they say, well, if you get up all the elbows and say sikhot, then you can't just eat the kid the rice and not get up the whole month and do the sikhot.
What
do you think this is? No. And I hear that. I'm not saying no, but that's not enough. That's at least you have to do that. Not enough to do that. If I want to get up, then I can eat my rice cake. No.
Yeah, well, what you said is, when you can get up at 5:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, you say sleep good on elbows, then you can eat rice. And when you take off all the minhags,
it could be, yeah. You better find one way. That's it. Again, you have to look. You have to know what it may be. It'll tell you in different ways. And that's really what you're saying, right? You have to be at least someone who's on the level to know the difference between do something new, that this is like, this person's blazing a new trail. Well, you better, are you there? Like, what are you doing? Like, also, if I was sick, on my own sleep. Oh, yeah, that's if we don't come up. I mean, who told you that? We had people, one person pushed me, and I spoke with other great people, and they all said, yes, definitely. But I wouldn't do it on my own.
Yeah, I mean, you just want to go to bed at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so
you can't wait
at 5 o'clock in the morning to
do
it
on the clock. That's true. People do also later sleep, but it's the whole month for the main thing. It's better to do it early, but it's the whole month. You don't have to do it.
Not so true.
But you definitely can. I think the Benish Chai says, you should eat that. Check it carefully, but you can eat that right. That's what he says. There's a couple times arguing, but that's what you do. That's good. You have a love, you have a way. You can't. Like, so the Baal Shem Tov makes some serious changes. You have to be the Baal Shem Tov to do that. You can't just do that because I feel it's a good idea. Because you're playing with rockets. You're playing with rocket science. It's something more complicated than nuclear. You can't play around with that. I remember talking to someone. I gave a class last Sukkot. I gave a class. And someone said, so I understand. Why don't we have the matriarch end up in the restaurant? Only the father. Not the mother. That seems unfair. That seems so ridiculous. Well, the only reason why you think the matriarchs aren't in the text is because you don't understand what's important to the deepest part. The whole idea is that we give the whole beginning stress is dealing with the polygamy of what these women are. Russell and Mayer, and what the Kalmud and how the Kalmud is. And very simple. I said, I can tell you a simple way. I will put this as first simple answer. Let me tell you a deeper answer. Simple answer, the mother's parents never aren't done. The father's sort of feed out, we have to awake it by saying. So that's the first sentence. But on a deeper level, they are there. Of course they're there. You just don't see them. Somebody who is ignorant because he or she doesn't know what the deep meaning of a shamanistry is, they get to fight. I like it, I don't like it, I mean, you don't know what it is.
Is that the same problem with the form and the other streams where basically change customs the way
yep.
I change the box?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. No, that's what came up, but he's very upset.
Okay.
Sure. It's starting to happen here now, I don't know what it is.
So going down to the south.
Yeah, I also figured.
I mean, with that TA system, maybe Hamas would be jumping out the window.
I don't know. So there's the, you know, he just was very upset. So what all the time I spent in my conservative foreign synagogue, he told me it was all twisted nothing. Said, of course not. Of course it was valuable. Of course it wasn't nothing. But was it halakhic prayer? No. It wasn't a lot. As my father was a rabbi, he was a very shul to try to help people compose their shul. He did 100 blasts in the shul, and he went home and did another 100 blasts at home, but the shul blast was zero. The blast he did in the shul down in Machitza was zero. That's he started his own shul, which was orthodox, but to do the mitzvah, the technical mitzvah, you can't do it. But to say that all the thoughts of prayer are meaningless, no, it's not true. Definitely not true. I told him so. I'm sure I told him. He came to the place, and there was a simple person. I thought I told him that. I think he told him I didn't belong there. Right? He didn't want to. I didn't have care of the tzaddik. We spoke about it. I think. And we need to care of the tzaddik here. We have a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik. We need a tzaddik grave. You're a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik. We need a grave. We need a grave. So we started thinking this guy was literally sounds like he wants to kill him. He wanted to die so that he could make it a tzaddik. And when he went to check with the Jew to check if it was true or not, and he said, listen, the Jew is sincere. Sure, I mean, you can do it for the moment. No problem. Can you do anything about it? Yeah, you could do. You could tell him to make the interpretation of the table would be like a tzaddik. You can't just put him on. I said, the prayers are very precious. Because it's in an environment with men and women where people tend to have a little part, the placement cannot make halakhic prayer. But it's not zero. If you cry to God from your whole heart, wherever you are, it's going to go right up there. That's what I'm talking about. It makes direct line to Hashem. So it does. It's not zero. It's not like you just wasted your time. The time in the tent you're asking God, I don't care. You might have been crying, copious tears. That's nothing. That's not true. That's foolish. That's ridiculous. But did you do halakhic prayer? No. Two separate things.
But I thought if there is washing horror in the shul while you're dominating, or they're talking, during laning, that it's like putting up this special sealant.
Absolutely.
And it's just thousands.
Absolutely. But again, the Ramchal said, when you cry out to Hashem with your whole heart, usually when you pray, you go look to angels. The angels take the prayer, they send it higher. That's the Gemara tells us. But when you pray with your heart, you just forge your own line. You don't need Lashonara, it doesn't matter anymore, you're back to your heart. Lashonara can be given the next time, but right now when you're speaking from your heart, your deepest place, you just, boom, go right up. So there's no way to stop it, it doesn't matter, there's no wall can hold that back. It works right through. Just you have to be with your whole heart. And, of course, like you said, there are things that, character assassinated someone and you feel bad, then you pray really strong, you feel bad, but we're not going to say, that's the strange fire of Nebuchadnezzar, and that doesn't do anything. Because you're always trying because you feel guilty, but you're not really, you're trying to pay the priest to forgive my sins. That's not the idea. It's a pressure. You have to like a lot more steps there. You'll just get rid of it, just like that. It doesn't work that way. Depends how sincere it is. We can't judge, but if that's what's motivated you, that's nothing. Or very, very little. So, you have to know what where you're going, what you're doing. But getting back to your question, where we're going, the truth is, the mic's the bottom line. The Shlomo Kohen says there's 48 different ways to say something pure and something impure. Each thing, the motion got defined. The Shlomo, the ritual really writes it. The ritual writes it from the name of the Tosfos. And it's actually in the Sefer Sofrim. I wonder if I can show it to you. I'm so happy to run into this. Wow, this is Marsh Chazal. I haven't shown it. This is, I never ran into the Sefer Sofrim. He says that it says there's 48 ways Moshe got inspired, 48 ways each way. So the Shlomo Kohen brings this idea. He says, don't think that this is something like, don't go to your friend or rabbi and say, okay, could you show me 48 ways, please, in this Mishnah, how to. So it's here following. He said, there's 48 ways that if you're on a level, you access. And whatever you need, each stage, in each place, that's what the Vaitosa says, what the Vaitosa says, they bring down what's necessary for that place. So you can't tinker with it. It's very not simple to tinker. You have to really do Shem Shemayim. The Son of Atonement says, if you're not a Shem Shemayim, there's no elevator difference in time if you're not a Shem Shemayim. If you're digging to find something, that's by definition, it's a mistake. You don't get to dig to find something. You have to see that there's a fine line between trying to help someone and overturning things which are very important and shouldn't be touched. And you have to know the difference. There's a big difference. There's a very big difference. This is what Moshe writes about Talithim or whatever for women. He said, you know, I'm telling you the limits here, but you're supposed to try to like get, this is not something which is a good idea for Jewish people right now. It's not good. It's supposed to go the way it goes. You can't tell her, listen, no matter what, it's still getting the message. It's not true. So she might be sincere. And today with, and this is the Shemayim also. Maybe there are people who are sincere. She really means she wants forgiveness. That's what she wants. Could be. I can't say no. How am I supposed to know? How can I judge her? How can I know? I don't know. I really don't know. Is that the best thing that the people have? Presumably not. Were there exceptions who were learning anyway? There were. How do I judge it and work it out? I have no way of doing it. I have no capacity to do it. I can't do it. You just have to, you know, there are great people who were behind this, at least together, maybe with a Tila, after the fact, or before the fact, whatever it was, the Salvation, for example. So you can't just say, well, he was a nobody. He didn't know anything. That's not true. He was a real level. He was a real level. Did he make a mistake here, or how are you? No idea. I don't get the right, no one has the right, but he was someone very, very great. He went behind it. And he also made limitations. He said, no, he is, no, this, no, he got turned in, no. I mean, he didn't make his limits what he made. Which he'd like to sort of continue on. But you need to find someone of that caliber to make such decisions, make such a thing. They know it's worthwhile. It's not simple, and it's worth doing it this way. But again, the way you have to do it in a way that's going to be real and genuine total connection. Not some guy who's not to get it, and it doesn't matter what's going on. Even if you have good motivation, he means well. And I could help. If you're a simple person who needs well, though, it goes very far. It does a lot. That's the kicker. Oh, yeah. This is not so far. Nevuah.
The thing is, your career is good. This one is about the loss of direction. But I think that the person doesn't know what philosophy is left for their brain, that's a good thing.
No, for sure. More than that, actually. And you're right. It's not only, I didn't say enough. The Zohar says, Reish Rus the Talmud is Abed. No good desire is ever lost. So this person didn't have a good desire, of course he did. It's eternal. But again, there's something called a lachit prayer. A lachit prayer he didn't get to. But the lachit prayer can't be in such a circumstance. You didn't take into account all in your heart. There's a lot of other things which you need to have to access that. He didn't access that, or she didn't access that.
Did he? I'm not sure that we're doing a lachit prayer. But I don't know if anybody is, you know what I mean, like, we're doing a lachit prayer, but I might not be doing a lachit prayer.
Well, yeah, kind of, exactly, yes. I mean, just missing a heart. Other than that, everything's perfect. I'm just kidding. I know, it's the same, I have the same problem. Don't worry. I said, but yeah, well, where's your heart? Oh, wait. Everything else. Isn't that okay?
The heart. If you want to what you think, standards, and this is going on, that's going on, what's the trying to focus on not being, what's the focus on peace, you know,
and we've been talking
about the people talking about that.
I like the fact that people are you'll be at the street. I think that's
excellent. Sure.
You know, I think, oh, that's a different type of
philosophy. No. It's true. But again, I'm talking about the body of the lover. What Moses said, if you're in the shul, where, let's face it, young men and young women are not having the greatest thought in shul often, so the shul is not a shul, and the prayer is not a prayer. And he can't validate the prayer in terms of your heart. He can't validate the prayer in terms of your sincerity. Like, especially if he has no for sure, forget it. What do you do wrong? What do? I don't know. My father taught me a shul, I'm in shul. What do? Look at the Jewish, I mean, look pretty good. How am I supposed to know? I don't know. No one told me. No, I don't know. But the bottom line is not zero. It's not valid. You can't validate the person. You can just say, there's something called the body of halacha. And you're right. When the heart's missing, something very big is missing. It's called the body of the soul. There's something missing there. That's the kavana. That's the heart. You're right. But even the structure is not there. Is that prayer more precious to other persons? Could be. Like prayer after a certain thing. The person dictates that what's going on. If a person's, I don't know what he's looking at or what he's thinking, so that's not the question. Sorry. It's just not.
Not where it is.
Oh, wow. I know it.
He looked at me, yeah. No. The girl, they both stopped dead in the bed. They have no idea.
You spoke her radio. What is your problem? It's brilliant. Come on. It's the way it is.
I would just say something else. I would say, and when is this delay?
My mom. Send me that. It's not simple, is it? It's not fair.
No, but if it's honest to an 18-year-old daughter who's, I'm trying to cut down on the teasing.
And what Julie said at another time, she wouldn't have been there now, this one's getting married. So the bride, the kids are both mentioned. The bride's family has 60 numbers that they get to this one. Plus another 100 that are flying up to Baker to walk on the wedding. So, the groom, he got 12, right? He said that he got 12, but his family got 12, it's good. They took whatever they wanted, and then they have things for their friends. So, while there's only a few people that have had a family for a long time, I knew it was from Baltimore, but it was. And he said, he was so good, he's dad. He got 12 places, but no, that's true. To figure out who wants to draw people to get the to the
what happened if you just show up? Yeah, I worked there.
I'm
now you're the bathroom.
I'm the crying bastard. It's a shame that a lot of us come to go. We even call parents and say, can we come to the office? You know, okay, whatever it is. Yeah, that's true. We're not going to listen. We were just listening a couple of days ago. It's obviously a problem.
It's hard. write these kavanas down, the Be'ez Chai says. Good to write them down so you don't mess them up. They're very important. So how do I mind? That's what the Be'ez Chai says. So again, the Chamsayom reveals, the reason we reveal that during the Shulcha you can get to Lach Kodesh. Where's the halfway? Where's the halfway? No. He has a whole what you do. That's the whole thing. But if the person is on level, they're in the Ruhr. So if you lost in the Ruhr, it's not from you. Maybe you have to see that. I never got my Ruhr. You can't lose what you never had. You just have to do it now. But if you lost in the Ruhr, have to do it, you'll be okay. Just get to think about where is Yishlach Kochai taking us? Where are we going? Wow, unbelievable. Here's the time to eat Nivu back. What if you forgot to finish one? Could be. That's about way of looking at it, I think. It could be just we're all stuck in our own thing. What do you need to do? What do you need to do? Going up to them? You go up to them, you can't see the law. So when you find your own, try to find your own thing. Someone who forgot to say Krishna. He says Yishtaba. Oops. I forgot Mishma. So I didn't know. I said Yishtaba. It's like they believe. Remember the David said, if you remember before you said Baruch Hu, you can say Mishma. It's Kiddush. Say it now. Rishka also says, you could say Mishna to get the Tosefes Nefesh, even after you say Baruch Hashem, 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 Baruch
Hashem,
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem,
Baruch
Hashem, supposed to say Baruch Hashma, but this is what he says anyway.
What if the congregation is saying Baruch Hu and you're jobbing at a comfortable pace and you're saying Ashrei?
You say Baruch Hu, it's a Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu, and Baruch Hu. You're in Kaddish, you're in Ashrei, you say all the Amid except for Baruch Hu. But Baruch Hu, you don't say anything. Somebody else, you can say all the Amid. That's a lot of tough one anyway. This is far. Some Ashkenaz say you tie the ship and you can't sell them. Believe it. No. If you hear a book, you also hear a book, some book, play. Or, Kaddish also, how many books do you say in Yeshua? She can't. I mean, it's not pretty cool. Well, I'll need to brief you either.
I think the only problem is Shema Yisrael and Shema, right?
No, the Brachos of Shema also, you say only certain things. The Brachos of Shema, you say, Amen Yehi Shema Rabba, and the Amen after that, not Brichu. Those two only. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you could also say, Chodesh, and Bechor, you could say, according to about time, you could say, Yom Chofer. Not any of the Tzukim, the middle of Kedusha. How many of our Kedah Chodesh or some else people?
I'm
not sure. Can you get over like you should? Excellent. Not the Dhamma good. The Dhamma good is Dhamma good.
So what is the problem?
No problem.
It's like when they call me up for laning and I'm still in Shema. I just tap on the sitters. Right. I just would tap on the sitter and just go.
You can go unless you're really connected. If you look at the Shema, you shouldn't go.
Well, that's the whole point. Is I'm trying to be really connected to the Shema.
Well, they're getting in your way. They should. Why do they call you? Don't they come to figure out eventually you're saying Shema? Do they get it? Or? Sure.
It came to a point where every single week, by the time they're waiting, if I'm fortunate, I can get to the Shema. And I'm starting at the same time they're starting.
Well,
I'm sure.
Can you see that?
I can.
There are two approaches. There are two ways. One way is skipping. Say, Bar Shama, Ashrei, on Shabbos, you say, from Nishma till the end of Yishtaba, and then you go to where you say everything. There are two approaches. Some say it's worth it to make some Ashrei. You don't care. You skip, you make a way or whatever, you skip. Others say, don't skip. Now, if your spirit is really heartfelt, and you're connected, you shouldn't. But you're good in the moon in a very deep way. If not, there are different ways of looking at it, there are different options. The Talmud says don't skip. The simple alaphism, can't skip it, or should skip it. And the fourth time, it's supposed to go on like once a month or something that it skips. Not usually, unless you have no choice.
But there's one section I do skip. And I've always skipped.
Okay. As it is, you're an hour later, what are you going to tell you? I'll make my Shabbos meal. I'm up to meal time, just finished, and then I'm going to say
no. No, we start at 6:30, and they end at 8:30, and I don't get lunch until noon.
Yeah, 6:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
Doing the shop?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because if I go to the 830 minion, I normally walk out of the 830 minion.
Not for you.
Talking.
Don't for the 830 minion. Good idea.
And the entire thing, shh, or excuse me, Liha. Or if it's really bad when you have two talkers, one on one side, one on the other side, and you're in the center. So I pull out my white cane and just leave.
not even your choice, it's subject of height.
You're telling me that the initial action between the father and the mother is not the same as the mother.
What?
And that's it. You start to get.
What do I mean? Your first chemist later for this? No. I'm just kidding. I hope that's not
that.
It's really bad when they're laying the Torah and you have people talking.
And
wouldn't it require to be better? Nice and heavy. Oh, those hurt.
Did the rabbi like talk to the Torah? We really can't read the Torah if you get that idea of the Torah. But the rabbi was just stopped. He said, if you really want to talk to the Torah, you can hear who you're out of time. Yeah.
Excellent. Well done.
Well, first minion, the Rav actually goes to the first minion because he knows it's serious. And the second minion is controlled by the Gabbai, and he's like trying to keep people, he's trying to make sure that places are burnt down. Because in our area we only have, I think, two or three shuls, and the only other shul I know about is Conservative Shul, which I'm not particularly want to go to. Not feel the strong.
Well, so each wall comes with your child.
Yeah,
you know,
for now, for now, yes, as long as they stay in something, they're going to America more or less. Now they want to work on the people here. Conservative movement. They're dying. Unfortunately, they're dying. Conservative movement. So the conservative movement. That's what they told us then. Unfortunately, and sadly. So for now, they're still playing whoever shows up for sure. Not a lot of kids there.
I mean, the reform is already dead.
So now, no. Now they're working on people here also. It's like very little bit, you know, just a little vector. You move one country, why go in the next country? Do it better this time. They don't realize, they don't understand. But what makes you think it's going to be better here?
I think there's a realization that we have all these structures that are so big and so important. It's an impression that that way. So I'm glad I wrote the time where there's a little time to show. I was lucky enough to go to a little time to show. And I knew that we were conservative, so I guess even at that time, we probably had a good attendance. So even if it's not a terrible thing, but I think that as we evolve,
You know, they try to do lots of things to understand the Bible.
Anything in the world. It's just not enough. Have you ever toured ancient state here at the Union College? And you're surrounded across the street in 2 days? Right down the street.
It's so beautiful. Looks like a big stretch from the outside.
It's really incredible. Because long time ago, there's all kinds of stuff there. You wouldn't know it unless you're inside of the church. Just to be firm,
yep.
Same thing on Holland Drive in L.A. It's huge. It's empty. It's huge. I mean, they have everything from karate to swimming and gymnastics.
Yep. Not helping, unfortunately. About. Not helping, unfortunately. People are not holding on like they used to. It's hard to bring someone in if you have no juice of empathy. And that's what they're producing. They're scrambling. I'm not sure what they're trying to do. It doesn't seem to make that much sense, unfortunately.
With their youth groups, they should just really tune up into their youth groups. Because their youth groups are big on Jewish identity. They're not an old one, but they're really big on identity. And they're big on spirit. And they're big on Ruach. And I think that's what these places are. They should take over.
Whereas in LA is the exact opposite. And see, it's why it's strictly Orthodox. There's nothing for, there's no suspicion from Reform or Conservative. The kids do not come from Reform or Conservative synagogues. I know. I guess that this could be better. My kids went to NCSY, and everyone either went to Emick, which was Orthodox, or the other schools in the Valley, or they went to Valley Torah, or Cindy City, it was Yuba, and the main model of that were that
Jules. I don't know the battle will be built for we can keep it up, get a war. It's getting darker.
No, not at all. When you think about the dark one has a negative sense, that's not true. It's not getting darker. You need to get better. You look at all the people that are cut, that are coming back to something but there's something that's wrong with it.
That's true.
Those people that are born there, at some point, we have to say, people are retarded and they're left. Maybe they'll come back, give them to us, we want them to be. But right now, let's give them something to come back to and work on that.
Trust.
Whereas in LA, shuls have merged together because they can't hold, they can't get minions. They had when I was in Fairfax, they had merged four. They closed up four shuls and just put in one shul building because they couldn't hold them in.
Where is everyone going?
Everyone went to Ed Jacobs, who is the oldest building.
No, but where is everyone else going? If they hear so many shuls, they're all gone. Where are they?
They're either dying out, literally, or else moving away.
No children.
Right.
Well, in Baltimore, they formed congregations all got together, and they rented an outdoor music venue. We have 6,000 people to worship in the service.
There you go.
That's pretty clever. Instead of having 500 people or 400, just 6,000 people. But everybody who wants to connect somehow, if not a member or something, somewhere, can come to this venue. And
my wife was putting up yard sale signs, mostly Shabbos. She ran into this wonderful looking man in a full Nazi uniform.
Where?
Melrose and Fairfax. Nazi uniform. Right across from the Young Israel of Young Israel. And
when was this?
2010. Right before Russia. No, this is in between Russia, China, and Deport. We left the day after Yom Kippur.
Did you live in Jesus for a while for Jews?
No.
Well, that's their mistake. They should have. And Baltimore, they live in Jesus for a while. No question. No question. Oh, we don't think for that kind of stuff.
They have a very large Nazi contingency.
Where do you know it?
And I'm not even mentioning the radical Islamics that love the short play.
Every city in America is different.
Whereas in a way, you know, two mall top goes into a cure office, place burns down to the ground, and we are the fire department rescuing the paper story. And,
Whereas
I remember the
Jews
in
the
Mark.
Yeah.
Whereas I
remember
the Jews. They got Israeli government policy.
Right. I mean, we had a Nazi attack the Milton Center and shoot the place up. I don't know how many people were killed. This was a while back. And he also killed a postal worker and two other people. You know, and they were concerned about us attacking mosques.
What? Yep. Good job. Try it. 100%. Okay, because if you didn't stay in Nishma, once you started your Yotzor, it's over. He said, nevertheless, okay, remember why you're saying the Brach of Shema, before God is well, think it in your mind, that also might be good enough. Have in mind you're receiving the Nefesh again. It can help a little bit to get the Nefesh. Just like someone who's dabbing Shema Esrei, and hears the Kedusha from the Chazan, you think Kedusha also helps someone. This is really the test, right? The biggest test of how I daven is on Shabbos is what's going to mess up. You mess it up, you're already, whoops, where was I?
Well, it's interesting, you can't
see it. Nope. No. But if we don't finish that, we've learned something important. That's true.
Okay, so we have to finish this lesson.
If we're in the heavens, every prayer opens the heavens up.
if you're there,
it's taking you there, part of you is going there. That's a great question. My system is very fascinating. It says, Shabbos, just like you said, takes you to the highest place. Make sure at least part of it takes you to the highest place. Don't mess up. Some part of that prayer, you better connect. Because you have a chance now, don't mess it up. So I don't care where it's going to be. Somewhere Shabbos, you have to, you must. That's what he says. So anywhere you want, whatever talks to you, make sure you do it. It's a Mishnah, because wherever it is. That's what the command is.
So
you
guys
have seen on the top. Oh boy, were you kidding? Shot it? You're joking. My goodness. Get your kids going too. It's like very And once you dress them, you give them the pepper, and oh, then it's so late, and then they flee the shul. It's like, where are you? Oh, damn. It's like, we're putting down in you. You don't expect you to believe that, do you? You know, it's like it's very healthy. You want to enjoy it. It's a very, not an easy balance, that's for sure. Sometimes we can, there are ways, there are different ways that can work. You can try to sing the davening, you can try to learn a little bit about the davening beforehand, where is it going, what does it mean, it's very, very beautiful. That helps a lot. It's not a very beautiful thing. I think you'll say there. Oh, yes. I don't know. That sounds great. Oh, this is
I mean, that's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. If you're working graveyard, which is normally 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., okay. And you're going to bed when you get home, which is like 7 or 8 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
What do you daven first?
What? What do you mean you daven first?
Well, you're getting up at, we get up at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And what I daven in the first, or breakfast.
What time do you go to bed?
7 or 8.
Daven shachar.
In the morning.
Daven shachar then.
Okay.
Daven shachar then. Then you go to bed, get up, daven yisrael, and daven ma'ariv.
Okay.
That's the best way. If you really can, just finish ma'ariv, sort of, just take a break, you can daven shachar until you're free. Matter of fact, this is so important, not to miss the toast midday. You're certainly better if that isn't just going, keep the shalom, put the shalom when you get home, 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Get a shalom with the shalom. And have daven during your break. You have to, there's no choice. Yeah, so you can't just keep it out. It's not a good idea. Sometimes you get up all night and just like you have to leave the daven. It's not good. Alright.
It's like you're so tired, you. By the time you get home at 7, you're slept on the bus for half an hour and you miss your shop.
It's not the big challenge every day. It's very special fun. Oh, shit. That happened a few times. So we got to let you know. Walk on. Oh, Hashem.
Walk in big challenge.
No, I was living in Chemish. Several months this year. Oh, it was like such fun. I wouldn't do that again for any time. Not seven. It was just the total so from the beginning of the year, from Elul to Panacha. My son had friends, that one great friend. So he's a really great kid. So the school said, we'd love to have him. But now I can hang out with his friends, so unless you're going to live out of the city, we just can't do this. We can't build him and then he'll meet the friends and they'll break it down. We just can't do this. Like, really bad. Thank God. Yeah. I have a tremendous shmira, shem protecting him, but still, not great friends. Very bad. But, you know, I walked by to beat him up. Lots of fun. So, I said, okay, my father has a place in the shem, shall be the shem. Very, very, very important. Even Shabbat, very, very hard. My wife, she was there for the family, she had to work to food, and it's a big, big, special, special, special. So, made it, got through it, took us to the home, and that was that bad. no fun. Sleeping through on the bus until like 1 in the morning or something, and getting up at 1 in the morning from the Ramat Bechem Shabbat and walking back. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't what I was planning to do. I fell asleep on the bus because I was tired. But I woke back. All right, so that's sure. It didn't happen that much. So here we are. Mishnah Sochai. Mishnah Sochai. This is the first thing the commandment says. And I guess we'll do it in Nachman also. So the Nachman says, listen, when you say Mishnah, there's one mind, you must have to run it. Don't miss Kabbalah Mishnah. She's saying, Hashem saved us. Until now, you saved us from disease, difficulty, famine, destruction, everything. We're thanking Hashem. We thank Hashem. He saved us from many, many strong, great diseases and sickness. He said, you must have to show us. You should never think. You should have a big kabbalah there. You shouldn't think, oh, big deal. What do you mean, people? That's the crux. That's the crux. The crux is thanking Hashem. Thank you so much. And, you know, the continuation of that sentence is also very beautiful, which is that until now you've helped us, never abandoned us. That's also a big thing. That's a thing is there. Faith just protects us from most of the things. And, you know, you look at here we are in Israel, we have Zemini, stockpiling these rockets for how long? Long-term rockets. They're stockpiling long-term rockets for how long? These long-range rockets. I mean, it's years. They're hiding them, they're building them, they're smothering them, tunnels, and they can't handle anything. They can't hurt anyone.
They can't
do anything. They hit one house before the bomb fell. Somebody saying 200 a day, and people are risking their lives and being liquidated, and they can't do anything with it. She wants to say some of it's iron dome and some of it's this. Like, where does it become?
It's because of the excellent angel outfield team.
Who knows? Whatever it is, it's something not natural. I don't think you do that. Anyone would give up. As one person, a self proclaimed atheist, said, I don't know whether you just come off that are really inept. They must be really inept. What is it, special defense? I don't know what it is. Something strange.
No,
50,000 of rockets. I never hit anything ever, no matter what. How do you do that?
I actually have an interview from the commander of Hamas and Hezbollah. They used the most advanced Google Maps to pinpoint it down to a science.
I mean,
there's no way you can mathematically ruin it.
Naturally.
Computers. You have point A, point B.
Simple.
You do the triangulation, and voila. I mean, you could do this in sixth grade science class.
Absolutely. And that's why they hit the Knesset one day, and they hit this place, other place, and go here, that way. And they're devastating the whole city, because they're putting this. And that's the perfect navigation tool.
You have Google Map. All you have to do is look at the building you want to destroy, click on it, you get the GPS coordinates, you plug it in, you coordinate where, you know, the exact angle you want. All you do is angle A, angle B, and you set the fuse, or however it'll say, set a timer to fire off those things, and you set back and smile.
Yep. You get shot down, and your missile does nothing.
Well,
that's pretty natural reason.
If you fire enough of them at once, you can overwhelm the Iron Kippa.
They try. I mean, listen, they're threatening. Get your body bags ready. For what? I mean, a ship should protect them, but it's like not, it doesn't seem so, like if you went to a book and you said, Ireland shooting at England shooting at Ireland missiles. They just shoot 3,000 missiles. What do you bet that no one will die? Not one person. No one at all. They have a minute and a half to run the shelters, fix you anywhere. What do you bet? Can't anybody. It's got to a point where I don't have people in the class from Ashdod, right? Which is like, you're taking a bus home with you. So there's no problem. But there's a line, the bus stops, we get out, we hold our hand, and we're okay. What? Why? That's just what happens. It always works.
Do you remember in the
60s.
So why not?
You're never in the 50s, that can have a drill.
Again?
You're never in the 1960s, that can have a drill.
Nope.
Or how about human missile crisis of 63 or 62, something like that?
Nope.
I mean, that was scary. I mean, we lived in Hawaii then, and Hawaii was a major target because of all the naval bases. And, you know, we had duck and cover drills about once a month, something like that. It was really frequent.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. No,
two missiles
and
we
get into
the mall. Somehow
get into the mall.
Just
during
here?
There
are no malls in
Jerusalem. What else? How many rockets in Israel? None of them? 40 of them? None of them
hurt anybody? Except
someone
who was walking
up there.
One guy got killed?
Yeah.
Did he
go to the
house and shot him? Whatever happens, again, the one unusual, it doesn't really pan out. Whatever it is, the person did know, he didn't know. And there was another, a couple of them, there was a window, I mean, that was the crap.
They were on the dock, and there were five people that killed. And the week after it stopped, there were more traffic deaths than there were casualties in that previous week.
I mean, that must be annoying. So how much? You're less effective with traffic because they're driving instead of the
last time it was 1,600. Or close to it. I have a post on that. My wife has an excellent solution. You bring in the canine corps, and they have a simple command. You catch him, you eat him. I'm just waiting for her next cartoon. And my post this morning was very serious. It was from home. I just simply copied everything from home front command, along with a map of how much time you have, and I put in the post of the sound of the siren going off, just for people to remember.
Yep.
And then she put in a few more things. Oh, we heard the siren flash.
Sometimes it's better.
I mean, do you know how hard it is to try and get five cats outside the door, outside our apartment in less than 30 seconds?
Did you hear a bang last night? My wife heard two or three things. She was in the city.
We were in the bottom.
Teacher. Well, we have a friend after the
meeting. Yeah, we were down on the ground floor in our apartment. Right
in
the rock,
go in
the rock,
so
you
can eat kind of in the footage, you're here. I don't know. My wife was in, where was she? Joey Connolly around here, cut them off again.
Yeah.
And she found him, I'm not sure. She heard right near my nose, the wind is my nose. We're
in California, the rock was filled with near there. And we definitely heard the silence. We didn't hear any explosions, but we heard it from the bomb shelter.
It was spot. It was from the remote. You had to be alert. So there's a friend and my friend's children are certainly figured out.
But then again, the areas were firing out fireworks, right, when the sirens go off. You know, when the sirens go off, they start firing fireworks and you hear the celebrating.
Yep. Yes, they are. Yep. Waving their flag. They're shooting. They're gonna.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out. No. Good luck next time.
Well, last year,
yeah.
So we are literally between the UN building and the Arab village. Because the UN building is on the hill. Then you have Arnhem, you have Marshall of the base, and then it swings around and becomes the Nayar Makar, which is the Arab village. Yeah, so we're literally at, how wide is the street? 3 meters, 4 meters?
Thank you. Sum it up. Sound good, let's just say. Okay. First, we forgot Nishma. No. Wrong word. Shiva. Shiva. I know that. The praise of Nishma. The fire is very precious. It helps a lot. We can say it slowly with pleasant song, pleasant rain, the emo. We heard of a person that it can help a person in any difficulty. Sharon goes up, you can say Nishma to help you. Nishma is called fight, the Ruach Kobato, Nishma, Ruach, something that big thing.
He had learned the Mishnah, I guess. He learned whatever he knew, which was a Shabbat, and he learned through Shabbat, and he was very erudite. He just didn't learn through the Shabbat. So he said, there's no such thing. These guys said, Mishnah is coming into Shabbat prayer. What is that Mishnah for? But, it's a very old discussion, it's not a new idea, nothing novel about it. No one made anything up. Mishma is a very powerful way, especially this time. It's a good thing to know about because it points out the odd difference between the nations and us. We have a holy Ruach. We have the Ruach from good places, and most often they don't. The Ruach is not going to be from the same source. The same, you don't have the same spot pushing it. So, unless you generate, unless you get it, or the unusual. That's power. So the main mitzvah that they would say is there will keep Emes Goyim Goyishon. This God's truth doesn't speak and doesn't slumber. You don't say this. The heart will fear you, and the innards, the kidneys will speak to your name. That way, the exact calibration according to those numbering, he says. Besides you, we don't have a redeemer or a deliverer, one who will deliver, who will save, answer, and have mercy. It's these six different matrophonies to rescue. So these six different expressions. Corresponds to 6,000 years when there's going to be fabrication, when we go back towards the end of it. We don't have a king of Greece, a king we can rely on except you. That's in the 7,000th year. It says, God is the Rishon, the first one of the last one. The Mishkat is the first one, is the Abu, which is Chagat. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. So right in a minute. And the last ones is Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David, which is at the Holy Spirit Malchus. God of all creation, that's who came and showed him into being. Master of all holders, also created beings, whatever the better word for it, I think right now. That's actually connected to Zohar, Tanan, and Orion, and later stage. Okay. That's what he comes out. That's how he explains.
7,000 years. 7,000 years. 6,000 years in this world, 7,000 already in the next place. And we're struggling along. There's nothing said from the very thing to the view at the very end of the 6,000 years, so that wouldn't be could be banished muscles. 6,000. Sounds like it might be. I mean, Rabbi Nachman told someone, when his son was born, he said, this boy is going to make Mashiach. He said, you're going to see that coat you're wearing? That coat? You're going to be Mashiach. And when his son passed away suddenly, he said, I hope I'm here. We hope, but I'd be surprised if Mashiach comes before 100 years. I'd be surprised. So the custom, he says, for them, this is the code, right? That's what I said then. This is what I said now. Unfortunately, there's no longer, it looks, doesn't look good. And boy, was he right. So they were aware there will be 6,000 years. The later we are, the harder it is. The later we are, the harder it is. And the later we are, the more pressure what we do is. We're on the third year end. We don't even begin, we don't even see how close. So close, so close. We don't understand that everything that happens to us now, everything we go through is all from Hashem, just to help us be ready for the close time when Hashem will come. We don't get that. It's not 1,000 years ago anymore. Not 1,000 years ago. It's not even 100 years ago. And that's what we see the world. The world is just catapulting along. A crazy pace. Every day is another invention. Every day, other inventions, other things, amazing things. I don't think anyone believes. But if we had spoken to someone 30 years ago, and we had said, listen, this is the way it's not. I didn't forget. No one would mention it. It sounds like a science fiction, it sounds like magic, surprise. That quickly, that computer is so, we wouldn't believe it. How do you know? How am I going to do a real sort of.
I mean, they thought cell phones would be another 400 years.
That's unbelievable. And those phones are such worthless, no picture. I mean, like, come on, they can ding it up, but that's it. That's completely worthless. No one, any child today can get a much better one. No color, the design is like, it's like the old, it's like my stuff, it's like a kosher phone. Like, come on, like, if you wanna tweet, you wanna, it's like, then you look at, yeah, project looks really like, wow, what a, lucky, you know, it's totally, no one ever do that.
They now have the equivalent of a medical tricorder, the size of a hockey puck, which connects to your cell phone, your smartphone. And it'll give you your basic bioscience, and along with a few other things, which they didn't have.
Unbelievable. What if we say, wow, that's, no one would have said, oh, come on, not just the storage band. They have this, they have that, they have those things. Some of the things we can't do, but a lot of things, obviously, you know.
You're already working on the theory of warp drive.
I'm sure they are. Where they're going to go with it, I'm not sure, but I don't really know.
And they're already starting to do baby steps for teleportation. They can already teleport quantum states.
I heard that they don't come back together, though. I once read the article, it was years ago. So we can make them dissolve, but we can't put them back together.
Well, right now, they're working on
it. That's not the good.
They're working on the quantum. They're working on quantum mechanics right now.
It was a Scientific American 2 years ago, though, like 10 years ago. I was really bad, okay, you can decompose this. You can put it here, but you can't put it back together. It doesn't forget. I'm not. It's amazing, but
things are changing very, very fast.
It's unbelievable.
I saw a YouTube video from HP, and they have a full new line of photonic computing.
Really? Well, they
the size of your Android phone, you can have 100 terabytes memory and 100, several hundred.
Processors. Wow, unbelievable. Terrible. The only person who predicted this is Rabbi Arye Kaplan. He says the fever opinion that Mashiach could come naturally, with the Rambam, that's how we see the whole, is that this is a possible way of understanding that whole. And he just explains it through science. He says, here's amazing growth of these signs. It's very interesting. to be plugged to, you know, as long as you have the person, you know, with the DNA. That's what he seems to say. That's it. Yeah. Unbelievable. When you read the Gemara, it's like, well, the Gemara's on, you know, a person can give birth in one day, a person can grow fruits, vegetables, wheat for one day. And like, again, the 400 years, and even, you know, even our time, like, oh, I don't know, even 20 years ago, you're like, well, that sounds like, Russia, maybe it means something, maybe there's some sort of imagery in that, maybe it's mostly it's a muscle for something, it's a parable, and now it's like, actually, no, we could probably, we're going to get there, it looks like we're getting there. We can grow something in one day, why not? What's the big deal? You have to have the right, like, you know, unbelievable.
Why, well, wait, that's not that far off.
No, that's exactly, that's what that happened. Like, when you read that article 20 years ago, and you were like, well, actually, even, I guess, more than 20 years ago, let's say 30 years ago. Yeah. It's just hard to imagine. Now it's like, that's still hard to imagine.
Okay, do you want to be voted, by the way? They, with combination of 3D printing, they can print a custom-built cap for you, which is 1/10 or 1/100th the weight of standard cap, because it's mostly hollow. It's literally printed on your arm, and then within the cap is graphite, like this, and electrodes, and the electrodes stimulate the bone growth. So you, instead of having your cast in for several months, several weeks.
Unbelievable. Yeah, maybe. So that's 6,000 years, 7,000 years. We don't know where we're going. We don't know where we are. We just have to, like you said, try to spread the light somehow. Find a way, at least spread the light somehow. Bring it to the world.
And what's really amazing is we haven't even started with Israeli R&D.
Mm-hmm.
Israel is considered a startup nation. If we really put effort into research and development, we could really make an impact. We have the most pens per capita because we're such a small country.
Yep.
Your next iPhone 6, manufactured by Fox in China, is entirely manufactured by droid robots. There is not a single human connected to that. It's a manufacturer.
Not so smart, maybe, but it is.
Well, the problem is that they were working their workers so hard that they were committing suicide.
Oh.
Robots don't commit suicide.
Usually, it's a control here. But you would be
the
problem.
Yeah.
This is a possible problem. But no one's asking us, I'm afraid. No one's asking us. We can still have that.
That's why we've got our friends.
Iowa has this wonderful little robot, which you don't want to be near.
So the base kind of what comes out is that the Mishnah is actually saying these machines, these aspects. Mm-hmm. 6,000 years, and then the place where now it's till the 7,000, the thing goes starting to move quick. Where we are. It's starting to move quick. Mishnah is. We need to show them. Connect this to Hashem. And connect us to this. We have a bechina called the Chama of Golden Mother. The Rebbe says it's not going to be simplified. It's going to be a moonified. And a moonified. And we have to check it. That's why the rabbis don't want the non-Christian phones. The rabbis don't want the non-Christian phones because they challenge the moon tremendously. If you misuse them. Will you misuse them? Hope not.
If this is just the feeling of Luna, are we in Bob and Bobo now?
Mm-hmm. It's been there for a while. Especially with, again, when you have a phone and you are near to her, it takes you a particular way. So, you can go anywhere. You can talk to the heretics of anywhere in the world. Any concept or idea. And you'll find a million people excited about it.
You can also do other things on the phone.
Yeah,
which they have whole businesses, whole industries.
I'm sure.
Which,
but they're two together. One works with the other.
Right.
Because they can say a person goes after heresy because he doesn't like to have a yoke. He's a liar, but he doesn't necessarily do much. But he doesn't want any kind of yoke. I don't want to feel limited in any way. We all said we all have an individuality, we might have no limitations. It's not easy. Anything that's against the moon. So it makes the moon, that's very simple. Like anything that is spicy to the moon, anything that makes my use my emotion. And it really depends. I mean, they also can. So, well, what about learning, medicine? Learning about something like building, that's called the plumbing. He said, no, anything you need, what you need is not predicting your movement, it's okay. So it's hard to work out what's good, what's not good. You know, we're exposed in America, who knows what, who knows where, we come into the world, like, what the hell, where am I now?
Oh, you don't want to even go there.
Tell me about it. So then the question is, what do I do now? What do I do? Some things that are obvious, some things that are not obvious.
The addiction, the negative addiction to, for lack of a better word, guarding your breath. The whole pornographic industry is just mushrooms like what is turning to something like that. And you can get it all on your smartphone.
Not even nothing to scare for. What I do know, I just have a phone. Used to be you had a something. Someone had something, right? How did you get one? It used something. Somewhere, somehow. Now you see, totally respect anything in the world. The worst thing, you can buy it. The worst thing, all of those. Just about. And you tell your teenage son or daughter, well, you shouldn't do that. Good luck. You hear the same, the words have no meaning. No meaning, zero. If you tell your son or daughter, listen, I have this thing, it's waiting. Maybe it'll talk to you if you want. I have this thing, like, wait, Dad, I don't know if you have it. I'm also okay with it, it's okay. And it gets like very hard. Very hard. It's like very, and even if you don't have it, it gets hard.
You cannot get a second generation phone from a cell phone now.
No.
They give you, a card, your third generation phone, and I have, my wife bought it because my daughter bought the second generation phone. And it is a bomb ready to go off.
Yep. But you can still get second generation phones, you just have to know where to go. Not in cell phones, still somewhere else.
Yeah.
The what?
Absolutely.
Amazing. Yep. It's true. There's a lot of potential for good. It's not like there isn't. Like I said, I have a friend who made a little bit of fun. It's like, yellow to the room. You have no special connection to God, and, you know, you don't love your friends. You're just worried about your secret gadget. What about your heart? What about your soul? What about you? What about your connection to Hashem? If you're a fire Hashem, you don't care. The problem is, imagine when it's open to your fire Hashem. Even if you are, you have the ups and downs like everyone else. There's better times and there's worse times. And it's not an easy thing to deal with. That's what it is. Like I said, there is a way of creating a table. If you learn these lines, they're better. It makes them easier. No question, thank God. Just shut.
Google glasses have now gone into the bedroom. On this day. And it's going to be really.
Thank God I don't have Google glasses. I don't even want Google glasses. I guess it makes me very, not
particularly.
I guess it's not well. If only I knew better. Then I'd be so happy with the booze then.
We're at CuriousAndCatholic.com. We have over 1,000 podcasts. And 678 pages, just on bread book.
That's right.
I am the size of my standard step on reasons to make all the keep away from GMOs if they're available.
I think it's civil. I think so.
So one girl said she starts crying. She found it, and she was struggling with one. I think it's terrible for instance to be from South Africa. Mm-hmm. If you're from South Africa, you have a guard, an armed guard in front of your house, you have gates, you have mirrors, you have cameras. Your safety is in your house and street. You can't keep it away. So it's good for safety.
Why can't you keep it away?
Because the robbers can get into your house.
They might get past your guard and your gate.
Yeah, because it's sealed room.
They can't get in.
So
she's that old, they probably would be tossing in grenades in the 90s.
But for herself,
CDs are really cheap.
Sounds good.
Anyway,
If you ever need copies of the weekly sheet, fill out email to me. I post it on the web and also post the PDF on the web every week. I think he does, or you should have both seen, because I also got an email from him last week. But if you run out of sheets before Shabbos, you can always go to your computer and print them out.
A little more about Mishnah. That's the same. Shepherd is wrong. It sure is. If that people's meal, you can save a life. Literally. Little seat. Just one little seat.
A little higher.
Not much. Ah. Okay.
You get funny. You just read one sentence. One sentence. Just read one sentence. You have a half hour discussion.
Sure.
That very rich is well known. Everybody in this world is very well known.
Sure.
This session.
Sure. Sure.
They don't have that crazy reputation.
No, it's great. It's really great. Really great. Asher Falco. Asher Falco! I can't believe I still talk to people who are. And now again, don't ask me that. I don't understand it.
Okay. Hey, Asher.
It's just the people who are so anti. What can I tell you? This was a better conversation than last time. We only spoke about a moment. That was good. If it wasn't, that was a strange idea. That's just the case, though. We're not here to spread a moon. I mean, what do you think this is? Over the top, slightly over the top.
Yes, we are.
A little over the top. All right, send me out, though. From one in a thousand, one million of the good things that Hashem has done for us, for Father and for us. A lesson in the book. And we help thousands of the single units, and then 10,000, 100,000, 10,000, 100,000, a million. And a billion, I should say. So I'm starting with 1, 10, 100,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1,000,000. A million, a trillion, and then, I don't think so. I think it's a million, it's got to be a million and 10 million, right? 10 million, 100 million, I think. 10 levels. There's 10 levels here. So these are the 10 ways that better not praise Hashem in Hallelujah. Chavukah Shal. That's Hallelujah. And of course, 10 spheres.
Or 10 senses, 10 billion.
Hmm?
10 billion.
I don't know if you mean 10 to 10 because it's just 1 to 10, but I don't know. 1, 10, 100,000, 10,000, 100,000.
Right. Million.
Million. 10 million.
100 million.
100 million. Billion.
Billion. 10 billion.
If more, if 10 billion is 10, yeah?
Yeah.
Billion? I believe it. You have to snap that together. I believe it. Whatever way, because when you have vibra bubbles, millions and millions, it also goes even more. And that's 13 different levels. Another 2 levels, and that leads to the 13 yourself. Rachamim 13 actions of mercy, and the 13 phrases, Mishabach, which allude to this. These 13. You hear, you say in Nishmas, you hear the cries of the poor people. That's the Jewish people in exile. And the shouts of the destitute is Mashiach ben Yosef. There's always someone in the generation who's the descendant of Mashiach ben Yosef, and he suffers for us. He suffers for the Jewish people. Alright. Might be a lot of people, unfortunately, today. It's hard to know. It is. There's a person who invited him, but we don't know who he is.
I can give you two names, which are good candidates, people that are suffering.
I'll tell you though, I mean, the children of the Shepherd Joseph are suffering, you know, but also Kelm had a student, his name. So this is up with Kelm, and he was walking with a bunch of bucklings, and they saw someone who was in real pain. He was sick, and he had problems, serious problems, he was crying, had a very hard. And this person, he started encouraging me, the pain, you know, the tone was very, and give the whole whatever he's focusing, trust and cause and stuff down, okay, but that's for you, whatever. So while they're having conversation, the student says, I'm telling you, Job had nothing on me. I experienced pain. I don't think in the 6 days of creation there's anyone experienced pain like me. And he's really in pain. So the two other children, he sits down to me and he gave him encouragement for a long time. And then they walked off with the buffer and he said, look at this guy. He's in such terrible pain tribulation, he'll still be a barbarian. So I am so unique. I mean, like, sorry, it's just not, you're not like, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, I know it's very hard for you, and God says I should judge you. He just gave encouragement, but this is not the right attitude. This is the wrong attitude. That's not the right attitude. So you can't feel that pain, and he thinks he's, I'm a Shevel Yosef. Hey, it's me. So that's not so good. So the other person was less in pain, but it's very hard for him on many levels. So maybe he's a Shevel Yosef, something for the generation. He said, yeah, I might know someone like that, I'm not sure. He's a very, very great person, and he suffers tremendously. I don't know how can I know.
Could I put my foot in my mouth and say Jonathan Pollard?
Possible? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. Not clearly, I'm afraid. I don't know. Yeah. Very good. That's the Chiddush of the Yosef. Now, Rav Nachman explains that in Yosef we have, in Nishmas we have the essence of Shabbos. Everything is created in Hashem. Everything is created in Hashem. That's what Nishmas is about. The spirit of every single living creature, that is Hashem. So, all flesh. It's on, what your son does, never let, that line that we said, saved us, right after I said, until now you've helped us, your permission helped us, your kindness has not abandoned us, never, ever forsake us. That's also a very powerful line, because really not said, never forsake us. Just trying to find a place. So that's one of the biggest tikkunim we can do, is so that all the diversity in the world is really one. It's all there for God. It's all there connected to God. All the diversity is one. That's one of our jobs, to figure that out. This one's one way, that one's the other way, and we're all one. We all have one goal, one reason to live. And that's for Hashem. If Shabbos is the time, the official Shabbos, if you attain to praising Hashem, then you're able to see how everything diverse, all the things that seem to be the opposite, it's all from Hashem. If your bike breaks, it's from Hashem. Thank you. That's how you have to feel. It's not always so easy, it's not always so simple, but we have to appreciate it. We have to see it. That's part of what Mishnah is all about. Yeah. Now let's see Yishtabach. Yishtabach has 13 praises. It corresponds to 13 different Yisrael Rachelim, 13 attributes of mercy. He saved them pleasantly with the Nachatuah. And his heart should be with what his mouth says. So let's say them quickly. Just don't mess up your Kedusha though for it. Wait, if you have to, then to answer Kedushin Kaddish. Spoke about it earlier, what it is and how it is. Okay, Yishtabach, the first thing you have to know about Yishtabach is the Rebbe Bunin. The Rebbe Bunin says, Yes, Hashem, B'shirei Dovid Abducha. Right? He will praise you. Sorry, the one who chooses in phrases of song, Shiri Buna, Rebbe Buna says, Shiri Zimra. You have to have a trace of what you're saying. The feeling of davening has to penetrate and change you. That's what davening is. That's the very first rule of what davening is. governing is the book of James. There's nothing says that the Shabbat is just a thing in the Shabbat. It's a big tough thing to connect. But now is the culmination of Sukkot Zimra. We're finally got there, and now the Chazan, the real Chazan, the heavy duty Chazan gets up. He says, "Cut it yourself." That's why. The rest is a tough action. Because now is the time when you broke away all the creepers, you cut away all the thorns, and now I can really connect. That's what Nasser is saying. That's the first. That's a little bit about the Shabbat, especially on Shabbat. Shabbat is the time when we're able to finally bring in all our week's avodah. There's a lot of Shabbat which discusses this idea that I can really internalize my entire week. Whatever I did the week, that's Shabbat though. It's a fantastic, one of the best ways of really connecting to Shabbat, like you said, bringing your munah and light for other people is one of the best ways to do it. Because then you're spreading the awe, especially a great possibility. Sure. Well, if you want me to explain the difference, and then you can figure if you want.
No, I know that. Well,
almost. Well, Sabbath says that Shabbos includes the entire week, Rosh Chodesh includes the entire month. Not Erev.
So
no. Okay. That's the question. Erev. So the Gemara says Erev Shabbos, it's a Shabbos day, and the light of Shabbos is all illumination, all shine. Said, but you need to have a night time before Shabbos. You need to have a night of darkness, and the darkness is Erev Shabbos. He said, if you're going to ask me, but what about the river of Melech? The very next event to say, I know how my Shabbos is going to be by what my Erev Shabbos is like. If I have fantastic connection and illumination on Erev Shabbos, I know my Shabbos is going to be the way it ought to be. And if not, I need to struggle. Then it's done itself. But come on, that's the river of Melech. But for regular guys like you and me, Erev Shabbos is a darkness before the light. That's why the Gemara says that the Yitzhar tries to make people fall into fighting on Erev Shabbos. Because that's the time in which it's susceptible more. And Shabbos is already harder, though if you're messed up, you're messed up. You get much less. And Kabbalah. So it's not really true that the whole Shabbos is including Erev Shabbos, except if you're already used to the place of the river of Melech. The preparations for Shabbos have tremendous power. That's why we saw earlier the Ben Shai said that sweating to prepare for Shabbos, the very specific kavanos, it's what in Bakhidah, sweating for Shabbos is like crying. It has the power of kicking a very strong power to fix me and rectify everything. So, it's not really correct to say for most of us that the time is Erev. Every person has to prepare for it, be tshuva, amen, I've got to be a witness to Hashem if I'm the way I need to be. Erev Rosh Chodesh is also tshuva, to prepare for Rosh Chodesh, which is including the whole month. But not the Erev Rosh Chodesh is the time. The main time is Rosh Chodesh. Not Erev Rosh Chodesh.
Preparation.
Yeah. Yeah. Tshuva is next.
The same thing
for Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is also preparing for Shabbos. Yeah. It sounds right. I mean, it's probably connected to in terms of Shabbos, but the phase of Rosh Chodesh for the month. So probably Erev is more or less somewhere similar. You'll get the question. Because now is the time when the Mekoch, that's one week. But the Kochayim says that the 6 days of the week parallel with just for 6,000 years, and also 6 years of life. We're very, very lucky. Our generation is incredibly lucky, because today, 60 years is not an average life. We're very lucky. Someone calculated 60 years, and said, what happened? He should be 60, 70, he was like, someone made it there, he had to it wasn't so easy, much, much lower life expectancy. So 6 years, though, six to six decades, he's six Bechinas. He's 70 years shot. So the Bechina of seven, Bechina of Malchus, whatever you want to say, it's like a person at the end of his life, he's a tshuva. The Shabbos is catapulting us into the next world. So we need to prepare for it, and the best thing to prepare is their Shabbos. you can't just go in. Kedusha always happens by the mother. You have to prepare yourself for it. When we're over here in the cold business, we're learning here, whether it's 2 hours here and an hour a day, we try to learn whatever, however much 2 hours a day, whatever it is, then you come to Shabbos and hopefully you get a different mindset, a different frame of mind for Shabbos. At least don't blow up. Everyone has their, at least the Shabbos, but try, you know, something, we try our best, we try to hold on and connect to the Lord Shabbos. So there is a powerful thing in Shabbos, that's what Shabbos is. But Erev Shabbos is leading up, we can do it, that's part of the on. It's so hard, you have to fight and get through it and clean up and who knows what. That's part of the way you get it. Otherwise, just for freebie, it doesn't work as well. It's not good. We think it would be good. We think that if you had a maidservant or a manservant, whoever it would be, or a robot would say, clean your house, that would be wonderful. You could just relax. But not very true. The Kalim is a challenge. That's a challenge. You have to find, you learn, you have to find a way to make sure of Shabbos. What do you mean, taking a picnic from Erev Shabbos? Maybe you should, maybe you need a picnic. I don't know. I'm just saying, you have to know that the preparing is a big, big ticket. It's not dumb. It's like a person, you know. There have been times that each of us has cried in prayer. Right? There have been times with whole heart. We wouldn't give that up for anything. But running for Shabbos is like that. So how could you forgo and say, no, I'm not. You can take care of it. I'm not doing it. Why not? You know, why wouldn't you want it? You just don't have the right mindset. You don't see what it is. You don't understand it. Just, but again, you can just join. There's nothing to chin, and there's nothing to the higher level. Nothing to says, wow, I have a much greater appreciation for sukkah. I built this big sukkah for nothing. I built this big sukkah for hours, and I really feel sukkah tonight. So let's just try to spend an hour saying, God, please, give me a taste of sukkah. He said, that's going to help you much more to build this sukkah. And that's true. This book is such great, but...
And you shouldn't build a sukkah?
You have to build a sukkah. He just said, you're better off if while you're building a sukkah, you say, God, help me. Don't forget about that aspect. Don't think it's only the physical preparation, even though they help. Those to be stronger. There's nothing actually when it was really hectic, Erev Shabbos, or whatever it was, he would stop. He would say, call me in 5 minutes. And he would stand by the middle of the and do 5 minutes. Then he continues. Just connect, don't lose connection. I said, remember, don't lose it. That was enough. There are levels and levels. But Erev Shabbos is our chance. That's our last chance. We had a whole week. Now we can fix the whole week and then hopefully get it to serve. So that's just like a person at the end of life. You can fix everything. So that's just what you think. If you're living, you're not at the end of your life and you try to fix everything, it doesn't work. It only is like some kind of a trick. It's a reset button. It only works at the end of your life. So the reset button will work the whole life. If you press it 100 times, it's better. It's not worse. He said, if it's all there for you, it's sincere. If you do it again and you do it every day, that's awesome. That's great. Do it every day. Okay. He says, Yotzer of Shabbos brings the light of the world of real. He said, it's zero. It's real. Yotzer Or, and Hakol Yozucha is Bria. That's why it's Bria. We say the Bracha after Shabbat. Yotzer Or Bracha Oshach, and then Hakol Yozucha. So that brings the light of the world of Bria. So now, Mishpat is Yitzira. Yitzira is the person who's trying to get to a place and trying to connect to Hashem, an aspect of water. Trying to connect to Hashem an aspect which is expansive. I want to use my expansiveness for good. I want to have a holiness that's going to spread out into how I eat, into how, phew, into how I relate. That's what I want Shabbos to be to me. I want Shabbos to mean something to me that's so deep and so special that I just change myself to have a Bechira, to have a Mishra, to get a Bria. The person, his Ruach is right. When my Ruach is right, I do well. When my Ruach is right, my Ruach is set right, I'm okay. When my Ruach is wrong, I'm in trouble. My Ruach has to be with Hashem. That's Yitzir, that's Nishma, that's Nishama with praise Hashem. Then it comes over to Yotzer, I mean, the many specific groups that sing the Yotzer. We learn about the seven Hichalos. We're not going to talk too much about them, probably. First of all, we'll take the rest of our time.
Bria.
Yotzer Or and Hakol Yotzer is Bria. So we can't talk too much about the Hichalos because it's in dream of time, number one. And there's seven palaces where we can enter into, and we can go to. Seven palatial places of different bechinim. If we access them, everything we say HaKol. We say HaKol, and then HaKol Yuducha, Yuducha 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 HaKol, that's one. Then we go HaKol Yuducha is two. HaKol Yuducha is three. HaKol Yomu, and then HaKol. Five times, we go to different places. I think it's five places. Different gifts, there's some we skip, we basically go to these different aspects of different colors. So we're going to very high places, very, very, so the places inside, they sing, they get beautiful, before Tel Aviv. They sing it because there are tremendous kavanas to have, in particular in this place. Six of them. So that's what we're going. Six different hakol taking us different places. I think it's just Nesapol, I think. We're going places with this hakol. Every word of hakol is taking us somewhere else. So now we're going to Bria. Now the time we can have a heart for Hashem. That's also for the Ukraine, Canada. That's what we're doing now. So the culmination there, that's the high point, is the Yom HaShvi'i, is Aleph Yashav HaKisik Vodah. On the seventh day, Hashem goes up and sits on his throne. So on a simple level, that means Shabbat, we're supposed to get to a different plane entirely. The imprint is the key to Hashem is the king of Shabbat on a totally different level. We know that everything that happens to us is all from Him. That's what we're talking about. Hakol Nisi is Baruch. It's all from Him. That's the thing of it. So we're asking a different world. We're asking from a different world. Different world. We're asking a totally different world. When I see that Hashem is in charge, what's running the world? Who is Hashem? That's it. He's running the world. I'm not. There's a famous story with the ruptured Sarah thing. I'm talking ruptured. He said, we do not understand what Hashem does. We don't understand what's going on. But I know one thing. If I had the ability to run the world any way I wanted to, I would run just the way it's right now. So because I might understand why. But if this is the best way to run, I don't know why. But that doesn't mean it's myself. It's the best way. So Hashem is on the key stage. And we start to know, and we start to say, okay, I'm here. So like I mentioned before, the lesson says, if you came back to the Gilgal, we're all the good. We're all in a particular life. And we all have our pluses and our minuses. Things are hard, things are easy. And we say, why is this particular thing so hard? That's impossible. Why is it so hard? I don't know. I want to down this thing got to be. So why is it hard? So the lesson says, you chose this challenge. You had a whole bunch, and you thought, this is my best chance to make it. So I picked it. So I can't complain now. On the contrary. So, because I figured this would build my another best, I'd have more humility if I go through what I go through this way. Or I balance out this color, that color, that color. Sometimes it's the same thing. So the person told me, said, you have even something that's holding him back inside or outside, some problem, disability, whatever it may be, emotionally, physically, spiritually, something's up with him, traumatically, something's going on. He says, why do I have this misery? And so man, he begs, he said, please, give me this challenge so I don't mess up in this way. That's the best chance. And we don't see this usually, but at least I'm sure that Hashem is on the key thing. With everything that I'm going through in my life, it's for Hashem. It's all from Hashem, it's all for a reason. It's all Hashem.
A good example is, if you have poor vision, you won't be distracted by it when there's a lady walking down from George.
The place that covered his eyes for 2 years in order not to see anything he could see higher things. But that was the place that I'm not sure I know of another example.
Yeah, sure. Shmuel Shapiro.
Shmuel Shapiro didn't cover his eyes in the house. He didn't.
No, he
covered his eyes in general, but he didn't have bad vision for it. The Chozer lost his vision, maybe all the way or a lot, because he covered his eyes.
Didn't use it at all.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think 2 years. So he actually limited the vision. And that was a decision he made, because he had to do it, because he didn't even know the poser. There once were a pesek from a nothing and a lechelik from the poser, and he liked the lechelik better than nothing. But this is a big Jew. There's nothing. So they asked him, there's nothing. Why would you say there's nothing such a neshama, and here he's saying a lechelik? So he said, the poser sees. He said, at the moment he's looking at the pesek, because the lechelik was down, and he had nothing, was in the bathroom. So what's he supposed to do? But that doesn't mean he's better or worse. At that moment, your son was high. Yeah, he was just saying he was in the bathroom. What do you want? So you see, you see. I said, you go for the see. Which question? Yeah, but it's not simple. Not in the same way. Well, depends on yeah. That's one of
All you like to do is turn on the internet.
Yep. Find it. Unfortunately, you will find it.
Or you do a Google search.
That's true. It's not the same. There's no sheep anymore. No one really cares. Just leave me alone with my, what Chagall said. He plays the true story. He didn't even sit next to his professor of zoology. And they're speaking, and he's telling me, the poet says, if the creature is kosher, not kosher, while you're right there, this creature, that creature, what you think you were hunting with, you still haven't even found. This is basically it. So what Moshe was hunting with seems very strange. He spoke about a few other things, and before he spoke, he brought him non kosher food. So he said, if I convince you that what I'm saying is true, will you not eat that fish? He said, truth is food. And then he finished after like 20 minutes of talking. He was like, all right, maybe you're right about that. I'm eating dinner now. So if you said you wouldn't eat it, he said, okay, I don't know, I'll think about it after this. He said, this is different. I was like, come on. I'll keep up our bargain if I win. Not if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, no. So is that really challenging? Does he have a shita? He has an opinion? He doesn't have anything. There's nothing. There's a position girl with the whole bunch of...
Did you say about it? Is challenging on it?
Huh?
They know that she's technical. He didn't say it. He didn't say it on the TV. He didn't make that interview. You never know the guy who was technical, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But they're still fine. Can you say that they're challenging the shit right now?
No one way. It's not like it was. That's for sure. People are there's no sheep anymore. There's no real opinion. Holds one thing, holds another thing. Nobody. It's all wishy washy. It's all completely. There's nobody.
Atheist.
A so-called atheist. There we go. Yes, it's great. Yes, anyone can do tshuva. Sometimes if I pray for better voters, though, I don't know if it's going to work. Although I don't know if that's why he did it. I don't know. Sometimes that's a good place to move. Not to be so hard. If everyone's trying to pray tshuva. But sometimes it's just the person. You know, lots of prayer. How do I feel from that? I do not know.
The last major challenge in the Lutheran and Marx?
There were a lot more after that. But lately, now, people are just so dead. They're dead. People are just dead. Person's dead. This leads me to my internet or to my cars, whatever, you can fill in the blanks, it doesn't matter. My debt, and that's it. You know, whatever, and that's what I have. Oh, good. Yeah, people are not, they're not real. They're not real. You think it's like it's so dark, every drop we do, it's so precious, we don't understand. We can't begin to understand. You know, I don't get it. What am I doing? You don't know anything. Just do what you need to do. And this is going to be okay. Do as much as you can, and it will be okay. You don't know anything. Nothing to do. Such a dark place, you know. Someone's not speaking in silk has to say thank you so much. How did I get here? I have no idea. Thank God. A few pennies to get your little physical machine in here. Who knows where? And if you have a machine, you don't have a machine. You can ask different things. Thank you, Hashem. Another day without silk. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. The whole world is in silk. And we go, come on, to your silk. We don't want to be in silk. We want sushi. We want Sahara. We want goodness. We want Hashem. Hello, Hashem. I don't want anything. I don't want to be in silk. Hello, Hashem. Appreciate it. So now it's going up. We're in a different place. This is a big word. So the Yom HaShabbat is above, and the day of Shabbat goes up. It's different than Tuesday. The above is connected. We connect the Shabbat in different ways. Different as far as what they say, and this is why. And we say something, we don't say. He says that Hashem saw and fixed the moon. He says that the desire of Hashem is what keeps these things together. Without that, it would disappear. It would go. There's no way for anything to survive without Hashem's desire. It doesn't exist. So that's an important point. My uncle used to say that the molecules that keeps them in their form, holding substance, is the vibration. Because that's why it's so devastating when you explode, when you make friction there, there's very powerful forces holding everything together. Even like a little table or any little thing, powerful forces holding each of us together and everything together. So you can't play around with that. That's how he would explain. And it's true. Like the Rosh Chaim says, it's all the Dvar Hashem, what keeps things as they are, is Hashem. We don't, not like you think. What if you didn't say I quoted Zufa, you started having your eyes by accident? If you don't remember, Jesus said to Kelba of Rosea, finish our days and go back and say I quoted Zufa. Even if before you say Yotam Olos, you realize you go back. The Kodesh Juch is a very big thing. Some folks can say you don't have to go back to that. Instead of it's big, big for Shabbat. So we're going into these places. Each of those are called active at another level. So you have to really connect.
Should be, is
it like
level 1,
level
2, level 3?
I don't remember this level. I'm just trying to focus on going to these places. A little bit of cancer, like some very high light coming in. You just try to focus on what that is. But sometimes there were weeks when I was very, or even years maybe, when I was really trying to focus on. Before I could do it, I sort of like quickly read through the where am I going now. There were times. It's not that long or hard. It's different for kind of the picture person might be tested. It's an oil or due to the color. So I learned that it's too bad with it. Ramak has a very long discussion of the purpose of these colors. What are their functions? What do they mean? Where are we accessing them now? It's long. But these hikolos, these palaces that we go into every time we say hakol, from Yotzer hakol, and so I quoted you for those 6 times. So it's not a little thing. It's a very, very great level to be at. And
it's very visual. You hear surgery has been made, you can't visualize it, you lose some visual trail, and then I'm getting the sense of the importance, but I don't have the visualization of it.
No, maybe tomorrow, being at this, tomorrow maybe I'll bring the people to Chesed of Ram, maybe we'll do that part of Chesed of Ram. We talk to that fish, too. And then you'll see what I mean. Each one, what it is, where am I going, what am I doing. Maybe he says a little more there even, I remember, you know, I can't tell him what Chesed of Ram is. But maybe we'll see, and we'll see, maybe we'll see each one, where, what am I touching. But if you go to Sanz, you got my Sanz one time, you can start, or whatever it is, you'll see, it's something like the 5 minutes. Four kilograms. This is going somewhere. And try, I think, like you say, really have to see. You know, we'll have a hook in it, hook in it. You don't know?
Yeah.
You can try. I don't, it's the spine, you'll see. I have to see the spine. You'll see it. If we learn it tomorrow, it's going to be a lot more than what he has to say. But let's see what he says first. I didn't want to be reminded of this. It's okay. He said, you better be on time. I mean, really? Fine. I mean, I did mark it, but. It's okay. Here it is. He said, you're going out to the host of Abba Nima, which again, just keep serenity and just fire for Hashem in your heart. Those are two bechinas, the general bechinas. So, we have like this. Vore HaKol. So, you'll show the Hashem of Shem, Vore HaKol, is living for Safir. Right? You saw it. The Chinah of Shabbos is the aspect of putting everything together. And that's a very, very great pleasure. I mean, when you speak to someone, you're sure everything fits right, everything is right. That's trying to get to feel a little bit of this boring across. Some kids, everything, you're in the right place, you're in the right situation, everything is right, you're not understanding anything, but that's okay. This is where I need to be. This is how I need to be. That acceptance, that feeling again, with the serenity of this fire for Hashem, appreciation. Really deep appreciation, that's fun. That's his soul. Then you have hold. Etzem HaShemayim. That's the sapphire, the bechina of the soul. The sapphire, that's the bechina of the soul. Then we have the Etzem HaShemayim. Like heaven. The hold. The natural outgrowth of feeling this positivity and connection through thinking and praising Hashem, and thanking Hashem, doing thanksgiving, doing thanksgiving to Hashem. All this love, serenity, when you have it, or when it's fire, it just comes out. It's supposed to just connect us, it's supposed to feel the impact of the feel of being connected. Every word, every letter, you can't let go. the next letter, if you want to hold on to your favor, just don't leave me, don't forget me. Just hold on, hold. Then, of course, the chufa is netzach. Netzach means win. We realize, like the lesson says, that everything that we do all depends on Eitzah, knowing how to do it and what to do. And that means having a lot of patience to figure out what do I need to do and how do I do it. I have a goal. How do I get that goal? How do I do it? So it can be made up of many, many, many different parts. How does this time, especially down here, it comes to acting like, okay, I want to get clarity, what do I do? How do I do it? Now it's going to get much better. You're able, you have it, you're in the right place, you're on the spirit. I have things that are hard for me. There's something wrong. It's not like, oh, it works the other way. Oh, I don't succeed it. Oh, I'm very lazy. Oh, I have a great temper. Oh, I'm not so smart. Oh, it's all, oh, this is just, you know, it's like, it happens then. It's not happened then. This is my situation where I need to do to fix where I need to fix. That's where I need to be. And everything can be fixed. I just need to focus in Netzach. It's all eternal. Like the Rebbe, there's nothing. Said in ages, we don't know, always, forever. What does it mean, forever? What does forever mean? Netzach, forever and eternal. What does that mean? That's the time to really feel that, to know that I can get eternity. I just need to hold on. If you're trying to live that way only, if you're trying to pay attention to why I bother, if you're trying to remember Hashem when I go down the street, now's the time to do it. The next book in is Hechol of Kikar. It says, it's vacant and short from the Christmas. Fill up myself with a journey. It's a great longing, also, just between the fire, and you want to hold on to it. I want to hold it. I want to yearn for it. I want to long for a shame. That's the next book, you know? And then a third book is Chus. Chus is Gvura. Yeah. That is the realization that everything counts, and that now on Shabbat, everything stops. Who stops? Who stops? Now everything stops. You keep Shabbos, it all freezes. It freezes. The course of Shabbos trumps everything. That's why even in the next world, when a person leaves this world, the next world, you kept Shabbos? Keep Shabbos. Isn't that where you're supposed to be going? Because, supposed to be going. Because Shabbos can hold on to something. But you know that's where you're supposed to get him by a pair, whatever that means. I don't know what it means. But it sounds like a good advocate, so much I could say. Rav Zelinsky went to Uman. He was a Litvak. He was not a person. He came from a Greek family. He was very balmutra, very fiery. So people saw him. So what are you doing here? You're a Mr. Litvak. You should go to the Dom. Why are you by Rabbi Nachum? He said, it's all very nice to talk to you. The greatness of Tzadikim, very beautiful. But we're not alone who promised. If you come here, I'll take care of it. That's all I can. Because otherwise they didn't promise anything. I mean, you can go and it's a big union. He said, but if the man promised, I want to be here. That's what he said. So the Bechina of Gvura, the Gvura is the right limit. If you have the right kind of limit, everything becomes also just stop. Everything stops. There's no more judges, no more nothing. You have to be very careful. And we're in these high places, not the judgment, no anger, no fire. Fires are out. You need the fire's doubt. No fire. So the totally told to keep Shabbos. What does it say? You shall not have fire. What about the rest of the Muslims? Oh, you're an egg from building Mishkan. But if God's got them sticks, go, kill them. What happened? Really, now that, oh, but he says what he was doing. He was doing problems. He wasn't on me. He was building Mishkan. He had a goal. And he made his goal. That's all he could say. He made a job. And that was the way it was to fix. Not that we understand this thing. We don't. But Shabbos is talking about fire because you have to be very, very careful. No fire, wrong fire on Shabbos. Zero, nothing. No wrong fire on Shabbos. No, the wrong type of fire on Shabbos.
Wrong time.
Yeah, and it's now is relevant also now we're getting shot at with fire. So when there were some fires, the Rebbe says fire has to do with the person not having connection to Tzadikim and not being able to a good, healthy, balanced fire. Having fire of anger. Especially now, the people we feel a lot of pressure, the shooting, lying, and all that. So you have to be careful not to be, no tension, relax, no stress, relax. Hashem, you're doing it. You took what you're doing. You're taking it so much. No, why am I angry? Why am I feeling so... You took care of the tumor. You took care of the stomach. Now, I think that's a question. It's very nice, but that's it. I'm not going to... I'm not going to stress about it. Why should I stress? What's the problem?
On your average old apartment building, all you have to do is go out the front door and you still have all these, all your other apartments protecting you. You don't have
to be on
the
front shoulder. If you're upstairs, yes. That's correct. But we have to be careful not the anger makes fire, generates fire, enables fire. But there's nothing right. You said, when you know some kids, you can have, even in a few months, you can have fire. So you have to hold on for a patient's position. That means having a mono, which means being relaxed. You already said the moon means no tension, no worry. In a certain way. Not to feel bad, not to upset. If my doctor says you're stressing, and I'm not really fired up to davening, is it my davening? No, my davening's like, I can't focus. I'm overdoing it. If I'm fired for some davening, that's good. If I'm not killing myself, but if I'm doing it the right way, great. If I'm caring, I shouldn't be like a stone. I should be feeling and caring and worrying about other people that I should try to think, but not too much. And not in a place where it's going to be the opposite of mourning. I should be yelling at them. And it feels so bad for these poor people. No, why am I yelling? Again, this is all where I'm trying very much. I want very much. I'm not going to say I haven't yelled in the last 7 months. That's not true. I love it. I do. And we're working on it. It's getting better. I'm sorry. You should see me where I used to be. It all makes a difference. But we have to realize that I want very much, especially during this time, I want to access these places which are taking me just to be with Hashem. That's really what it comes down to. This is the last of these three colors, really the last of these colors.
What about
anger,
you're angry about this one? Hashem.
Usually it's not a great idea. It depends on where your source goes, essentially. Generally speaking, we should said when you have an enemy who hates your gut, he said, the more you're able to see the good, he said, he's tunneling to you. We're able to say, well, I didn't mean any of this, I know better than this. You know, I'll tell you what this guy said. Wait, look at it. He said, so what you do is, you're making it harder for him to reach you. That's what he said. You're making it harder for him to reach you. That's what the other stage. It's not so clear if it's true or not. I don't think it's clear there. It could be. I have to Listen, we want to bring the tikkun hasholem. That's what I want to do. I want to bring the tikkun hasholem. I don't want to be in a place where this is its own whole thing. If I'm going to live with Kiddush Hashem, at a certain point, I have to be able to understand another person. Really. So when I see someone who's been indoctrinated from age zero, that Jews are vampires and they stole our land and they were not wealthy, not because of religious disadvantages of us, not because, just because of these terrible Jews and for all the history people hated us. So, I have two basic goals. Number one is I want very much to reveal Hashem. The way I do that is to realize that this is from Hashem, to wake me up. There's nothing to do with him. He's the wrong husband. I don't know why you're allowed to tire him. I don't know, whatever the reason was. He has problems. He has to deal with Hashem. But to me, it's then so I should wake up. And whether I wake up or not, it's not going to help me to put it on him. It's not him. That's what he says. You're afraid. You're angry. You have nothing to do with him. He's telling you, no, wake up. There's people in the land of Israel, maybe even most of you. No, where's the children? Where's the son? Where am I beyond your father? Why don't you talk to me? Why don't you wake me? And it's mostly us. It's not them. They don't know better. People tell me, what do they know? What they were taught on their beaches or wherever they went or wherever they did? That's what they know? I mean, what's he supposed to know? How is he supposed to come to any original thought? We're in a place where we're supposed to know better. Are we? At the very least, it's not reframe things so it has nothing to do with me. You know, there was a yeah, unbelievable.
Don't worry, in the
PA is not much better. Or whatever better it is. Mm-hmm. You're literate by teaching in the books. It says in the book that they're the bad guys. So why shouldn't you be able to see from where they're coming from? It just seems real. It's reality. That's all it shows me. It's
just like bombers in kindergarten. And Sesame Street, where you the characters love the Jew.
Yeah, like, what do you want? Like, what do you expect from you?
Losing time in this class is probably 10 kilos already.
I'll tell you what happened. The best of a student, during World War I, there was a certain problem. There were different problems. It looked like things were very tense, heating up. They said, you know what, it's getting tense. Maybe we should make a fast. I mean, let's all fast. All the Jews were fast, but shouldn't be so bad. It shouldn't be. He was very upset. He said, what? The other Jewish people, they sin, and I need a fast? What's my problem? You don't keep Shabbos, you saw me? Come on, I should have let it there. And the rest of this day, like, made a laughing stock. They didn't cover this. But they were like, this guy, there's no bigger idiot than him. You're ready, you're not ready. What are you talking about? You have to like connect and say, what is Shlomo? You're sending me a message. What are you telling me? They have to hit their gut. So there is a valid thing of being upset. Now, that's only one facet. This is his own thing. That's only one facet. There's another facet also, which is that it's not fun for many people to hear about this. You can talk about the story and the pictures for not pictures for the hair and the hair. But the bottom line is, with highly talented and right condition, you have to look right. Now, this is its own discussion, its own topic. And some say that needs to be considered to drop a level, maybe we go to deacon. But we have to be very careful on the one hand, not to learn from them and not to have to be like them, in terms of their being against the sham and being far away. That doesn't mean, well, go to some bar. That's not the idea, Chatzoshon. That's why we go to Khan and there are certain alechot sin, you're not supposed to even say something non-Jewish that can draw you after the person, which we keep very much careful about. He's a great actor, he's my idol, I mean, it shouldn't be, that's not a Jew, it didn't do it, it's not proper. That might even be a violation of the Torah commandment, like, you're not allowed to do that, it's a problem. And you do it like from when we're fifth grade, like, well, whatever you do, it's not idol. No, you're not allowed to do that. But we have to get to a place where we are not, I'm not a person, I'm like, I can't be a light to the nations if I say, you're such a jerk, I hate you guys. Okay, this doesn't work. What do you mean, but I mean? So you won't be. So you won't be. So I won't, very nice, but I won't be. That means I won't be.
And then isn't it just a sharing to
say that
you hate
someone who wants to drive? Only if you mean the station to my own 100%. And I'm not saying that everyone has to take this way. There are many, many paths. They're all valid. But if you're, the safer way is Shuva. And this is, but not speaking like some anti-Semite speaks about me. But I don't speak that way. I don't want to speak that way, and I don't think that that is the way of the vegan. I don't think so. No, that's not the way. It's not safe, it's not what was done, and it's also not fair and not true anyway. The person is back in from 2 years old, who says in Russia, who says anything. He's just a little kid who's confused. They tell him that his neighbors are killed because the shoe rackets because they killed the homeless woman, which is all not true. They send pictures from Syria on the internet. What are the people supposed to think? Okay, here are the kids that the Israeli army killed. Like, you, the Jewish people. What do you want the kid to think? You know, Russia, you're murderous. What do you want from him? He's in his game, he's in heaven. It's true. Like, I don't think that there's any question about it. He's in Russia, he's still wicked, he's so bad. So you're saying, well, the spiritual force is moving him, why is he there? It's not because he's still so righteous. But again, there's something I once heard the name of the Shlomo Kalba. He said a very good point. He said, let's say the non-Jews are like, hate your guts. He said, you're not going to help them by returning the hate. Like, if you try to judge them favorably, maybe you'll turn them around. He said, but if you're that, so what's going to happen? Just a boom, nothing. He said, it was impossible. But that's why, to me, it's like, that's not the proper way to go. I don't think that's the proper way to go. I really don't. I don't think that that's you know, where you can have people coming just for touring, but they have no opinion at all about Jesus. Or maybe they are slightly negatively disposed, and they hear kids talking, or people talking, and the people are talking, I'm embarrassed by the talking. And then it's like, oh, they hate them, they're better than nothing. You can't be a light in nations, you're including your life. Why would you do that? It's not smart. Is it Usher? I don't know that it's Usher. Is it a valid way to go? It could be it's a valid way to go. There are some people that are more gin, and there are thousands of different demons, and there are many. Anyway, Dr. Rose, I mean, you went to Dr. Rose, you went to Yeshua, he was an interesting traveler. He cursed you out, and everything worked out. Cursed you out. Cursed you out. And then everything was, everyone knew. You get Dr. Rose, I think Dr. Rose. The Dr. Rose. First level of Verdansk, I believe, and Dr. Rose, I think, also. No, Dr. Rose is very short. Can't be Dr. Rose. Verdansk. Goes on to you just, I don't think it's out there. Up there. She was just. He thinks we'll be able to bless a whole evil. He said, what can I do? It's the only way I can bring Yeshua. Sorry. But he's got the Yeshua. But again, like, so there is a will. There are many valid ways.
It's not like just saying, oh, I hate everyone in Gaza because they're Arabs and
I have a question for you. I have a question. Do you think that you could do a Zaman and go? Anyone, any human being.
Why not?
I agree with you. So maybe if we have a collective of Zamra,